Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
What are the odds? Gambling interests are pushing casinos in Nebraska once again. Joining me today is Nate Gross, Policy Director at NFA. Nate, we've got some bad news to share, don't we? Casinos are back.
Well, that appears to be the case. There are two separate initiatives right now to try and push casinos into communities in Nebraska. We've learned that once again, there will be a ballot initiative to put the issue of casino gambling on the ballot in 2020. Groups will begin collecting signatures to promote gambling and bring casinos to Nebraska next year. And we've also learned that the Ponca Tribe of Nebraska that has been trying to build a new casino in Carter Lake, Iowa, which is on Nebraska's side of the Missouri River, right on Omaha's front door, they are planning to open their casino this October.
And it is concerning that we have in Native American land a casino. There is so much research that informs us this does not help the Native Americans in our nation, does it?
That's right. It's incredibly unjust. And for over 25 years, the casino lobby has lied to the American people and told them that casinos will be the economic engine that brings prosperity to Native American tribes. But the opposite is true. And in fact, a recent study that was published in The Economist looked at a dozen tribes for over 10 years. And what the study found was that although casinos owned by the tribes were doubling their revenue, the average poverty rate of the tribes increased during that time.
To learn more about the harms of gambling and the push to have casinos here in Nebraska, check out the blog that Nate has written at NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org.
Thanks for listening to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight. For more information, visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org or call 1-888-777-5188. Find us on Facebook and Twitter to stay up to date on issues that impact your family, freedom, and life.